Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, this is a crazy day. Breaking news all over the place. You know, it's starting in our show. We're preparing everything. We got breaking news here and there and all kinds of crazy stuff since early this morning. My name is Joe Gone. This is The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Number one big hit around the world on Block Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for that. We got a lot of stuff going in, but we're going to go and talk about something. You know, when you want something bad enough, and if you work hard enough, you can actually break all odds and the impossible becomes the possible. That's right. The impossible becomes the possible, and things actually work out in the end. And we treated the press this morning, and things that happened the last few weeks, we're able to object. We have to conquer and get our objective, and we're going to clean up the mess here in South Florida, around the state of Florida, for various reasons and stuff. We want to thank Governor DeSantis, thank Lieutenant Governor Nunes, and on behalf of the team, Bob. Chris, Bernie, and others, and myself and others, and Curtis, we got, can't forget Curtis, another part of the team, is put together. You know what? Bad boys, what you going to do when we clean up Broward County and the rest of South Florida? It's happening, folks. So it's official. So things are happening as we go. I'd like to thank everybody. The team is together, and we're going to clean up the mess. We're going to get rid of the corruption, and we're going to do it right. And we work very hard. We want to thank Governor DeSantis and Lieutenant Governor Nunes and others in that. So that's a big thing right now. And the team is put together, and, you know, there are certain things I cannot personally do because of conflict of interest. Assignments have been put up so we don't lose or create a conflict somewhere and get these criminals off on technicalities. That's not going to happen on our watch. We are working to rebuild the 911 center. We are working to rebuild the what we call the guardian angels type of thing set up, and its auxiliaries and all the other areas of law enforcement that we're going to do. We're going to clean up the emergencies. We're going to respond quickly. We're going to secure the school. There's a lot of stuff happening around Broward County over the last few weeks. A lot of schools having false alarms with a close swatting and some and police stations and stuff. That's going to end. There's a shooting over at the Walmart at this on State Road 7 yesterday. We're going to stop that. We're going to beef up security on that. We're going to work on the communities. We're going to work on mental health issues. Most of the stuff is happening. We're going to clean up on that. We're going to get rid of the drug dealers. All that's happening, and I want to thank everybody for staying with us, despite some of the personal attacks by and certain individuals. But you know what? We focus on what we need to do, and that's not about me. It's about Broward County. It's about South Florida. It's about you all. It's about everyone in the county, in the state, and the country, and we're going to continue to focus on that. Now, we got more breaking news. Late last night, early this morning, Ukraine actually did something that hasn't been done since World War II. They actually bombed the Kremlin in the Moscow. It didn't do so much, but the fact they got two drones that actually landed right there is an amazing task. And some people say it was a false flag, but I don't know if it was or not, but let's see what the response is. The Russians say it was assassination attempt on Putin. I think the fact that what they should watch out is the fact that Ukraine can reach Moscow from where they are. That's a big accomplishment, and that puts the Kremlin and everyone involved in Moscow in danger. So that's a big thing there. So we'll see what that is. We have, they arrested the guy, remember the Mexican national that killed five in Texas? Turned out that he had accomplices with it. They arrested him hiding in a closet under clothes in Texas. That got him. But they also arrested the two people aiding and abetting these people. See, sometimes it's not just the criminal or the thug or the person that gets arrested for doing a crime, but the people that are associated with these individuals. The people could get arrested for the accessory after the fact or as accessory period and part of it, depending on this type of crime. So if you actually play around with evidence or you lie or cheat or part of a cover-up, that cover-up could be more dangerous to you as an individual than the person that committed the crime itself. The biggest crime is lying to the FBI as opposed to inside training. Martha Stewart found that the hard way. So, again, accessories before and after the fact could be a very dangerous situation. It doesn't matter if it's a murder case, because this guy's going to get five counts of first-degree murder. That's the death penalty in Texas. And the two people that was associated with that is going to end up spending the rest of their life in the prison cell unless they, the accomplices is that they're actually part of it, then they go to face the death penalty too. So that's a big thing here. So if you do that, that's in all states. So if you here, if you commit a crime here and say in the state of Florida and you try to play games with the criminal and be accessory to it, either hiding them, associate with them, anything that is helping the criminal in their attacks on others, you become an accessory after the fact that you go to jail just as long as the other person is. So be very careful, especially if you play around with pictures. Anything to do with actual hands-on association with a criminal, you can end up paying the price to it. Remember, we'll give you a sports analogy. Say football or hockey. Sometimes the person gets caught, with, I guess, to the box or gets 15 yards. It's the person that reacts to the actual crime. So it doesn't matter if you do the crime or not. The person gets caught, she's the one that reacts to it. That's the thing here. So be careful with these things. So we got that. We got more coming in. We got the indictments coming on. We got mental health. This more shooting. It was another mass shooting in Atlanta today. There was one that one person died. The 5 or 6 were wounded. Mass shootings are usually done by people with mental health issues. If you go in there with ability to try and take something out, take a person out, just for the hell of it, that's mental illness, you know, just rage and things like that, you know. But that's a problem with everybody. They all have to, you know, get angry at something and stuff. But people that don't have mental issues tend to realize what's good and bad and will not do what they're supposed to do. But people that have harm in their heart, hate in their heart, for whatever reason, they are the ones that have a problem with them. Every single mass shooting in this country is not done by the gun. It's done by a person that pulled the trigger who has a mental health issue. If you want to stop these mass shootings, it's not getting rid of the gun. It's to get rid of the mental health problem. It's to focus on mental health issues across the board. And go to get them at a young age. And if you're a criminal and you have a problem and you find out that you're mentally incompetent and it's violent in nature, or you have potential to be violent in nature, it is required by law in every state to put you in an institution until you're mentally capable of standing trial. It's for your own safety and for the safety of the people in the town, city, or state. They do that. It's common sense. One of the worst things that we did was Geraldo Rivera exposing what happened like in Cremor and stuff like that. The institutions, yes, they are, but we need to institutionalize these people who have mental health issues, especially ones that are violent. It's the best way to go. And we support that. I got to go back to Governor DeSantis. He signed into a bill yesterday, part of the expansion that we were trying to do. If you literally rape a child, you will be not only arrested, but you will be executed. It's the death penalty. If you rape a child under the age of 13, it's an automatic first degree felony. It is the death penalty in the state of Florida. It's official as of yesterday. If you rape your daughter or your son, you're going to die, period. And that's how it's going to be. And that's the big thing. So now we got other stuff, but I want to put on my host, Scarlett, my co-host. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. I am relaxing and listening to your opening statement.
So what do you think?
Why only to 13? It should have went to 18.
They did it to 13. Well, one of the reasons why they did it, I think it's a little bit as a compensation to what went on in Newark, New Jersey, where a young lady that we was part of what we call a couple of years ago, we put up a bill. I actually lobbied in Tallahassee. You knew that to protect to make sure that we're able to prosecute a father that actually has raped his daughter, get rid of the statute of limitations, because if you do it once, you can do it again. And it's a mentally, it's a sick individual, actually. Right. And we got that passed as part of the bully law, and we call it Jennifer's Law, and it's part of the bully law to protect innocents from bullies around, and so we can put them away for life and with no statute of limitations on it. And we got that, but we put more teeth in it. So so what we did was lobby.
It should go up to the age of 18.
I understand where you're coming, but it's strictly done initially to protect one little person from happening again. Now we did it for everyone. And they did it to 13 because it's between 1 and 13 is usually the age they do that for pedophilia. The Democrats love pedophilia, by the way. They support raping the kids.
Yeah, but he raped her until she's an adult.
We don't know the exact age that it stopped, but I do know when she thought that her mom died, she said the wrong one died, and that really didn't pick up on it until later, but that's a telltale sign. But the thing is that when you still protect her, now we got to protect her child from this thing.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. But the thing is, it's to make it safer for little girls and
girls to be held. Just like this stuff that's going on with this trans
The trans, the same idea. The trans stuff, same thing. You know, I like to thank Chris for doing an interview with a couple of people that was out there, and he actually interviewed a couple of people. One person I was playing earlier, where he interviewed this guy and asked him about questions. Why don't you like DeSantis? He said, well, because it's not free father. And he said, well, and those was not free. He said, well, the books. He said, what kind of books that you think it should be banned? And he really couldn't get in there. And then when Chris started to explain the type of books were showing pornographic type pictures or scenes that are having men having sex with each other at a third grade level, he understood what is going on, and he was misinformed. So he started to realize that, you know, and by the way, just for you idiots out there, there's nothing in there that says don't say gay. Nowhere in that bill says say gay, and they moved it to 18, and that's a good thing because we're protecting the children from being indoctrinated and recruited.
You know what's interesting about the left? They're very into little kids being hurt. You know, and it's under this administration. Not as much. Obama had his own shtick, but this is all Biden. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Biden's in this Epstein shit. Okay? And he's a pedophile. And he touches it's skeeved to watch him touch children. And I don't know how parents allow their child to go near him. There's something insane in it. They're just so stupid.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
So you were speaking about what was you were speaking about
got, we, I, that's just the beginning. We got more to go. I left. We only did first three. We got Hunter Biden about to be indicted and arrested. I was told from various sources that Biden's arrest will be the next 24 to 48 hours on Hunter.
Okay.
And they already got the warrant. A friend of mine's got the warrant to pick him up. So
that's
we know it's coming.
Significant. Hold it. Is that Sniffer Kid or Sniffer Kid?
That's Hunter.
That's Hunter. That's not the president.
That's Hunter. Joe Biden is being indicted tomorrow, and his arrest is filed by Friday or Saturday. But he is definitely
being
indicted tomorrow.
And Kamala too.
But Joe Biden will be indicted for treason tomorrow based on the fact that he was getting paid by foreign entities in the play scheme while he was free VP. The evidence is there. We got whistleblower.
Was Obama in on this whole thing?
Yeah, Obama's going down too, probably soon as this week or next week. But Joe Biden will be arrested for treason in the next 24 to 48 hours.
How about Michelle Obama? Was she a player?
They all are in some way. They knew what was going. Ignorance is not bliss. You will be shot. Remember I said earlier about accessory.
And Hillary?
They will,
how about Hillary?
Hillary is doing, Haiti wants to indict the Clintons, period, and they got warrants for them. So we'll see where that goes.
Did the Bushes with the Clintons make out on that stuff?
No, I don't know, but the Obama is tied into Epstein, and he's going down for that, along with a bunch of other stuff. The left is really furious right now.
Well,
because
Michelle
all this
Obama
stuff
is really a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Photos prove,
yeah.
And I've not just seen one photo, I've seen several. Okay? You can't hide it. Okay? Those children were released. They're not their real children. You notice you don't hear anything about their children anymore?
No.
They're hidden. They're gone.
Yeah, I know.
But Michelle Obama still yaks. Or whatever. Michael Obama. That's that's his name. So they are not legally married. Because at the time they got married, that means that the Robinsons never had Michelle Obama. That it was all a fraud. Whoever played the grandmother or the mother, she's in on it. She and the brother, the whole family is in on the wag the dog, on the scam.
Yeah, I know.
These people are screwed up. They really are. Was it really worth it?
I don't know.
No.
Well, I got a couple of things to go down here. If you need a biologist. That's biologist to tell you what a woman is, then what you really need is a psychiatrist. Now, here's a nice firm one.
I'll tell you what a woman is. A woman is a person who can get pregnant and carry a child to full term and deliver a baby out of her uterus. Okay?
That's good. Right.
And you can breastfeed after you have your child. You can breastfeed the child.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
you're lactating.
Here's one for you. A perfect marriage is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other.
That's
that
like you
thing.
And me.
That. It's like a lot of people. Now, here's really something sick. University of Oklahoma spends $18,000 for a drag queen. University of Oklahoma spends $18,000 for a drag queen. What the hell is a drag queen doing at a university? If you have money, if you're putting money into that university,
they're
pull it fast.
They're trying to indoctrinate. They're trying to ruin women. They
By the way,
this is Agenda
21. Yeah, two national polls that came out today has Trump up by 8 over Biden or 11 over Biden. Right. Oversight Committee reveals FBI record claims Biden
not a big enough,
engaged
it's
with
not
a foreign
big enough.
National and a criminal
Let me
scheme.
Tell you something. Hey, stop. You'll repeat that. That is not a big enough.
No, but the fact that he hasn't really started, by the way, his next rally, he's got a town hall next week and a rally to, also next week. Next, a week from Saturday is a town hall.
Biden's campaigning?
No, he's not. I'm talking about Trump.
What's Bobby Kennedy doing, Jr.?
They're negotiating for a town hall on CNN or Fox. Newsmax may also carry one, too.
He needs to get news people He needs a news team to follow him.
Yeah. By the way, Robert Kennedy Jr. Can come on the show anytime. He knows it. We're working on details.
Good.
Yeah.
He needs a good media team.
Yes.
Again, he needs to be in the people's faces, no matter how it's done.
Oversight committee reveals that FBI records show claims that Biden engaged with a foreign national in a criminal scheme as vice president. That is treason, and that's the arrest warrants that's coming out.
I'm waiting. When I see it, I believe it. You know how I think.
Yeah. Trump unveils latest policy plan protecting students from the radical left and Marxist maniacs that CRT indoctrinates recruitment and stuff like that.
It's not stopping it here in Broward County. They just
I promise you in the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Of Equality Florida, who needs to lose their 501c3.
Well, we're working. That's one of the things we're going to try and do. I promise you in the next 2 to 4 weeks, these people will be taken down.
They are in violation, I'm sure, of their 501c3 because they're trying to support people who want to hurt kids. There's got to be something wrong with that, to have a 501c3 and saying we want to indoctrinate children. Okay?
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
They support trans, in which the gay community don't like trans people. They don't,
because it's destroying the community is destroying lesbians because they're proving that
right.
So, you know, because what's happening is that these, because they're trans, they're going to have sex with the lesbians, and once they find out that they're having sex with the opposite sex, that's the end of lesbianism. And that proves the point that there's no such thing as being
rape.
A lesbian.
That's rape.
Yeah.
That's rape.
Yeah.
I was saying, Equality Florida is a political hack.
Yes, and they're going to lose the 501c3 or 4 because of it. Anyway, Joe Biden should have been, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Joe Biden should have been prosecuted for his crimes before he was even allowed to run for president. So many in the government knew the FBI had evidence. The SARS reports were sitting in the Treasury Department. Why did the FBI and DOJ never act?
Because Ray, or before the previous one, are just corrupt. They're corrupt.
The House Oversight Committee is going to follow the money. We've already obtained thousands of pages of financial records relating to the Biden family and formed the FD 1023 might implicate Joe Biden, the big guy, directly. That's the other treasonous thing. By the way, the manhunt underway for a gunman who killed one and wounded four, I talked about earlier, in Atlanta Medical Facility. He is mentally ill. A black guy. And he is mentally ill, and he's out there on a hunt. It's not the gun. It's mental illness, folks. You want to stop these mass shootings? Stop focusing on people with mental health issues and put them in an institution. If they show that the potential for violence, put them away. Period. That stops these killings. How ironic, only 2 hours after we announced a subpoena for Chris Wray about direct evidence of Joe Biden taking payments from a foreign national in exchange for U.S. policy decisions, that suddenly the DOJ is close to charging Hunter Biden. They want to look down evidence. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
They need to take down all the president's men.
Yes.
They do. They have to grow some cahoonies. And the Supreme Court needs to get their crap together. Because they certainly
And it's for all listeners. All listeners, so this is, did President Biden sell out the United States of America to make money for himself and his family? The American people deserve to know. Release the Biden FBI records, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Also, the crypto stuff with the banks. The banks are falling apart because of Obama and the crypto because they're stealing the money. And if the bank is allowing this to happen, why should we save it?
Right. The release of the Nashville Trans Shooter Manifesto will be delayed, according to Metro Nashville PD, due to pending litigation under the Vice Council. They hoping we forget. We won't. And we're going to, so this shows that the hatred that the transgender people have towards people and the rights. If you want to know what Antifa and BLM and the violence of Antifa, the transgender people are exactly the same. They're controlled by the same people, George Soros and Obama.
Because that's who they are. They're pretending to be enigmas, to destroy. You want to play? You want to bet?
No, that's fine.
They're dressing it up, and just like they did January 6th. They dressed up to be like us and decided and screwed us, and Pelosi and Pence was in on it. I don't care what you say. Pence was in on it. Okay? And what happened with his closed door, whatever he did with the January 6th the other day, Simone? Does anybody know?
What's his name? Mike Pence? No, there's not much of anything happened. We do know that most of January 6th people are going to be released in the next few days, and Trump already said he's going to pardon all of them. So that's what's in the.
Anybody died from this? Has anybody?
One person died. One of the J6ers died in prison.
I know Ashley Babbitt died. She was murdered.
Did anybody die in
prison? Did anybody die in prison?
I think one did.
That's just so screwed up.
Yeah. We live in a time where intelligent people are being silenced so that stupid people won't be offended.
They'll get over it, boo-hoo. I'm over it. Stupid people. Damn stupid. They're indoctrinated imbeciles.
Democrats call switch to pander to minorities. They think black people are too ignorant to get an ID. They advocate for segregated dorms, AP classes, and graduations. They radicalize literally everything.
It's just the color of skin. It's just the color of skin. It's moronic. Okay?
We're all human beings.
We all believe and we all think and we're all fabulous. Okay?
Right. We don't trust people. Despite what an idiot once said, we do not look at a person's color of the skin. We believe in the context of a person's character.
Right.
And the person that actually attacked us,
right.
And the funny thing is the person that actually attacked us, saying that we're racist or we're against black people, is the one that actually been introduced by me to Maurice Simonette, Michael Warren's Blacks for Trump. He was introduced to Alan West. He was introduced to a bunch of other stuff. We had black, George Farrell of Black Pack on a show. We've been very close to a lot of different people.
You know,
out there,
you're gonna write something. At least have a brain. Don't show
you
stupid.
The only racist person out there is the one that called us a racist. Because he actually knew that that's a lie and it's a bold-faced lie, but yet he said it anyway, and that's kind of ignorant of him. But then he's when you're out of ammunition. To do things, he goes because everything he's done. Yeah, everything he says is a lie and swat it down. He then went to something else, but that's when you have a person with no character at all, and that's who he is. He is a person with no character at all.
This is an unhappy fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, he has no character. Like I said, we charge people by the character, the character of the person, not the color of the skin, and that's how we do things in the our world.
He professes ADA, but he insults everybody and violates ADA.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he says he's dying, but yeah, he goes to an AA room and other stuff, and for a person that,
a drug
addict.
A drug addict. Really?
Yeah. Anyway, we got one coming. I'm looking.
Anyway, those crypto accounts.
Yeah.
Where's all the money? It's in Biden's pocket and Mitch McConnell and all the others that are crooks.
I'd like to congratulate this restaurant.
I'm waiting for something to happen.
There's a restaurant owner that was getting a lot of complaints by the progressive left because when he opens up his restaurant, he plays the national anthem every time. So the left hated that. And he goes and he says, screw you, I'm proud of my country. You know, but that's the same thing. Don't forget, in another state, they started the Republicans don't remember which state it was, says the pledge each day and does the national anthem. So the Democrats do not go into the state capitol until it's all done because they don't support the country. No Democrats, and this is not just in one particular, it's everywhere. There is not one Democrat. If you go to a Democrat rally, you see a lot of budget. See, when we go to a Trump rally, if you go to a DeSantis rally, you go to any Republican Tea Party, everything that we do, we always had a ton of flags. Not with that. When we had the Tea Party rallies going on, and then right across the street they had, say, the Teachers Union doing their thing. And Debbie had a town hall, and we were out there saying our thing. They out there doing their thing. We had all the flags around. They had no flags at all. And then they said, they still talk about democracy. You know, hey, for teachers, you're really dumb. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. If you get that, maybe you have a little brain enough to get to see that the people you support are destroying the very essence of this country. They didn't like that, but that shut them down. Teachers union is one of the worst things going. It destroys the educational system. It's indoctrinated. It's a political arm of the progressive left, the communists, and it hurts our children.
Is the teachers union a 501c3?
I think so.
Okay, hold that 501c3.
Yeah. I'm looking for something that I know I have.
501c3s should totally be abolished.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There's got to be another
City,
way to do a charity.
Yeah. Kansas City Royals quarterback's brother, Jason Mamamas, was arrested on aggravated sexual battery charge after restaurant fight.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And Trump kicked off a fake news reporter off his plane today.
And Melania was there.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
McDonald's is in trouble because the McDonald's in Kentucky, McDonald's franchise in Kentucky forced 10-year-olds to work until 2 a.m. without pay.
Yeah, what
that
is
McDonald's
that? That's true. I couldn't believe that they have.
By the
way, there are labor laws. There are national labor laws. You can't do that.
I know. School shooting in Serbia
Why
killed at least 9.
That's a better question. How are 10-year-olds able to work to begin with?
I don't know.
So, is it a sweatshop?
Okay, now this is very important. This is what I wanted. You wanted me to talk about something. I got it here. U.S. fentanyl that's more than tripled in 5 years. Fentanyl is a very dangerous drug. It kills on contact. If you do it wrong, you could die. And that's
well,
it. And
if you
mix
it in, it's very porous. If
right.
You
that's
it
why
in, you can die.
When you and it's one of the trainings we're doing at BSO and other law enforcement agencies here in Broward County and elsewhere is how to each individual officer or deputy handles situations with overdoses, because if we don't know if it's fentanyl or not. And because of the dangers of contact, either touching or smelling, because the aroma could put you out good, too, and what to do about it. That's training that we're going to be starting to do in the next couple of weeks to make sure that every officer, every deputy in the county and the state, and this
they
is
have
okay,
to
right? Yeah, this is one of the things that we got okay by this. We worked on with DeSantis and Nunes and others. Every one of our officers across the state is going to get trained in situations like this. So this way we know, because fentanyl kills. And any doctor that prescribes fentanyl, especially with people that are addicts or have mental health issues, that doctor's going to lose his license, probably go to jail for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's putting a lot of people's lives in danger, especially the person that's going to use that fentanyl patch or the person that's going to administrate it if they don't follow the directions closely. And if you have a mental health issue, they may
and
not understand that process.
And injecting morphine.
At the same time. You cannot say you've been sober for so many years if you're doing morphine and fentanyl. It's done. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to others and you're hurting everybody.
John Belushi died from a speedball. You know?
The main reason why the military ended the use of morphine drips is because of the addictiveness of the morphine drip. One of the biggest things, and the VFW, American Legion, the VA, all these military organizations, DVA, Disabled American Veterans, all the other organizations, will the warriors have one thing in common? Addiction is a very big thing for a lot of veterans. A lot of it has to do with what happened in wars and stuff when they're getting wounded. But they get hooked on the morphine. They get hooked on any other drug, but mostly because of the morphine. And they try to wean them out, and it leads to other drugs, and that's a problem.
When
you combine morphine with fentanyl, it's a speedball set of things that will kill you. By the way, I did report the doctor to the various authorities to take a look and investigate for the safety, not so much for the patient that's using it, but the one that may be administering this guy's wife, because it's putting those two in danger and anyone else that goes near him in danger. Imagine if he's wearing the patch and he's going to an AA room and somebody bumps into him and the patch goes off and the fentanyl goes up. Think about that.
A whole room.
The whole room could die.
That's murder.
So, yes. So that's a big thing there. So there's a lot of stuff breaking and stuff like that. And we want to go into that, all that stuff, so we can run through all the stuff right now. We do have, I'm trying to see if we get this up here. We do have some scores for you. The Braves are destroying Marlins 13-4. The Mets lost the first game 6-1. And 6-5, they lost the first game, and they're losing the second game 6-1. They're not having a good game at all.
How many games are they out?
Four for the Mets.
It was just the 1.5. Wow.
Yeah.
It's
early in the season. They got 140 games left.
The Rangers have been eliminated.
All right. The Devils are losing 3-1 in the first game after two. That's what I was looking for. The Carolina Hurricanes are beating the Devils, the New Jersey Devils, 3-1 after two. It's the first game, so it don't matter.
How are the Panthers doing?
They play tomorrow. They won the first game over Toronto, 4-2. They're playing tomorrow for the second game.
Six more games.
The Heat and the Knicks are tied 1-1 in games in this series.
Okay. So New York's been eliminated? Well, not, yeah, New York's been eliminated.
All right, I got a message from Mike Essen. Okay, Mike said, "Dear friends and colleagues, after my first retirement from talk radio, I was trying my best after 24 years to make it work, and I was in denial about my drive to continue doing talk radio. I am announcing that after being a talk show host for 24 years, that the Mike Essen Show is permanently closed. And that is a promise, and I have never broken a promise in my life. I no longer enjoy it and need to move forward. I'm also not accepting interviews, speaking requests, or anything public. I was honored to be chosen to cover Freedom Fest 2023 and declined for various reasons. The good part of this email is a thank you to each and every one of you for making my childhood dream come true, and I became a successful conservative talk show host. To everyone on this email, I hope I either touched your life and helped you achieve your dreams, either partially or even 100%. I want to tell you all that most of you have my phone number. I'm not cutting off from anybody. I'd love to hear from you. One last thought. I achieved my dream, and I guarantee you that you can achieve your dreams also. I love you all, Mike Essen." And that's just, and he just resigned off the year.
Okay, a door closes and a new door will open.
Okay, so with that in mind, we anyone that wants to join us from the Mike Essen Show, that wants to join us, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, to come on anytime they can. We'll reach out to some of his guests. It's fine. We're not the South Florida Conservative Force. Talk show host. We're not the voice of South Florida. We're a national, international voice. We are the truth. We talk the truth. We express the truth, and we fight for the truth. But one thing he said that's accurate: if you work hard and you really follow your dreams, and this is why I've been trying to tell this young lady, the single mom, that she's got the talents to do it and the intelligence and the drive, the skill sets to do it, she can become successful, not only as a mother, a single mom, but actually someone who actually can succeed in life. She did it once when she passed FCC and flying colors and followed her dreams to an X-ray tech. She could do it again. She just needs to get rid of all the losers and bad people and stuff, but stop following people that will uplift her. And despite what the idiot in Pembroke Pines has been telling her, it's a bald-faced lie. We all encourage her. I have, and she knows I have encouraged her all along to be the best she could ever be. And the door is always open, despite what the idiot has said. This guy is like I say, he's an empty suit. He has no class and no contact of character. And it's time for you to start meeting people that are positive, uplifting, and that will be able to inspire you, the wind beneath the wings type thing, to get you to the next playing field to become successful in life. You've got not only your responsibility for yourself, but you've got a child that needs to understand right from wrong and give him the opportunity to fulfill his passions and dreams and goals and get them all accomplished that he's supposed to have, not being indoctrinated, recruited, or any kind of idiocy that's out there. Concentrate allowing him to be a boy and then a man and you to have a life. The door is open. We're not shutting it down. You got the numbers. You know where we are. You're always all welcome. And that's the deal there, because we believe in you. And we will not lie to you, and we haven't lied to you. Now, that's just one. There are others out there that I know that listen to our voice, that follows their dreams. See, it's not about one. It's about the many. Right, Scarlett? It's about the many. If you work hard and you follow your dreams, you can always win. It's about making the impossible possible, and do not let others to deter you from doing that. no matter how much you be attacked or screwed up with or anything, do not let the bullies win. Concentrate and move forward in your life, and you're going to win. Mike Gassett is a great guy. There's a lot of things going on with him that's behind the scenes we can't get into, but he is a great guy. He knows he had a great show. He was on for 24 years, 25 years, whatever it was. But part of it, he was on AM radio because that's how I met him. When I ran for Congress, he asked me to come on the show back in the day on AM radio. And I was there, and he liked it. And then him and I went back and forth, and he was picking my brain of views and stuff. And then he got off of AM radio, and I told him to get back on with Block Talk. He first started off with a half hour. Then he went to one show a week, then two show a week. Then he went to five, and then he went back down to two. It's a lot of work to do that. And one of the reasons why I work 40 hours a week plus. And I do a lot of different things behind the scenes. And Scarlett also works 40 hours a week and doing her thing. And we actually in pretty good shape. Sometimes we have guests on, sometimes we don't. But it's not a priority, but getting the message out. The drive to say you as an individual anywhere in this country, anywhere in the world, you have a ability to fulfill your passions and dreams. Do not let others say no to you. Kick them aside, run over them, do whatever you got to do, and move forward in your life. And you, too, can succeed in life and fulfill your passion, dreams, whatever it may be. It could be a lawyer. It could be a scientist. It could be a doctor. It could be a nurse. It could be a veterinarian. It could be a meteorologist. It could be something to do with law enforcement. It could be graphic design. It could be do a magazine. Excuse me?
Right. You got to try.
You got to try. There's no such thing as failing. See, let's put it this way. The best way to learn is to fail. If you learn how to fail, you learn how to succeed. Because you just pick yourself up and dust yourself off and just move on.
I'll give you someone, for instance, J.K. Rowling. How long did it take her to get published?
Decades.
Harry Potter? Right.
Decades. Decades.
But she never gave up.
Right. She was like in the 30s or 40s when she did the books that got her famous.
Right.
And she was an addict. Look at Mike Lindell. He was a crack addict. He was homeless.
Yeah.
And now he's a billionaire. Because he never gave up and he actually helps people to succeed in life. He has a recovery center. And that does things. You go to Mike Lindell or MyPillow and go Frank's Beach, and you can see all that stuff. You know, we work closely with a lot of different people that have a lot of different things in there, and we believe in things. One of the most successful reasons why I became successful is that I don't give up, and I don't listen to idiots attack me. We're focused on what we go. And we're moving forward on it. Same thing with Scarlett. Same thing with people I know. And we get, the reward is succeeding. The reward is helping others. The reward is telling people, you know what, you could do it yourself. You know, just follow what's in your heart and soul and don't let others dictate not to. Just keep going. You know? So anyway, we're down to the last couple of minutes. You got 6 minutes to go. Any closing statements, Scarlett?
Go for the sky. It's unlimited. Big dreams, endless possibilities. Go for it. This is Scarlett Butler telling everyone, I'll be back on Sunday. And we'll see how the news cycle changes from minute to minute. Maybe Joe Biden will not be president anymore. Wouldn't that be a hoot? And Kamala's gone and all the Dleck are gone. You know, big dreams, endless possibilities. This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless you. God bless everyone. God bless the country. Good night, all. Bye.
Okay, and I'd like to thank everybody around the world that listened to our show, people on Newsmax, people on iHeartRadio, people in the chat room and elsewhere. I want to thank you all. You know, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself, because that's when they win. Do not let the devil win. Let God win. Focus on you and your soul and your heart and soul, and follow your passions and dreams, and you'll always win. Do not give up. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. That's the key. This is the Joe Golner for The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Check out a podcast a couple times a week. There'll be a lot of stuff going in, breaking news as we warrant it through the podcast, and then Sunday at 7 p.m. for the radio show. And have a great day, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America, and the devils are down 3-1 in after two, so in game one. And remember, the empty suit always tries to attack when they got nothing else to do. God bless those people that want to attack you, because they have nothing else to defend themselves with. But we'll see him next week with law enforcement, and he'll take care of it. Anyway, have a great day.